I'm good. I'm fine.
Do you think you'll be able to practice today?
Your plan Thursday?
We'll see. That's the plan.
When you think New York Giants after all of this, what do you think of first and foremost?
Physical. Physical ball game. First snap to the last. That's all. Every year I played them, you know, since I first got in the league, it's always been the same mentality. Going to run the ball first and second, and then, you know, take some shots in between. But very, very physical football team, mentally tough football team. So that's the approach that you have to have going against this team.
Is one of the reasons you signed here because you knew the NFC East was on the schedule?
No, I don't think that was the reason. I just playing this these guys for so long, you just know what to expect, and you know this is going to be a tough game.
Tell somebody what's it like to tackle Jacobs.
Wow, what is it like? A lot of effort. You got to have a want to do it too. It's not a to tackle this dude. It can't be a second thought. You have to have in your head and in your heart that you want to tackle him before the game, because once the game starts and you see him running downhill, then that's not the time you want to make the decision. So it is definitely an effort thing, definitely a heart thing, because he's a big dude.
You've been part of winning streaks, you're part of losing streaks. As an NFL player, what are each of them like? Your mood, your day-to-day, what's it like being in each of them?
You know, obviously winning. That's what you want to be in. You want to always put yourself in a position to get the confidence going in that direction. And losing, obviously, small things stand out a little more. You have to pay more attention to detail when you're losing to get back on the winning feeling thing, side of things. But the thing that has to stay consistent is your effort, your preparation, and your attitude. And your attitude has to be such that even though we're in a losing situation, that I believe that we're going to be able to pull out of it by doing the things that I just talked about. So your attitude is very important. And I've always bought into the comment of your attitude affects your altitude. If your attitude is way down here, then you're not going to be able to get where you need to be as far as your mental edge, as far as going into that next game. So your attitude is very important to have a positive one going forward.
Sorry, is that kind of what maybe separates teams that get out of losing streaks and turn their season around?
Absolutely. It's very key. I mean, you've heard that same thing about people going in for surgery or whatever. Your attitude and what you're thinking about that surgery coming out of it and your healing process and how quick you heal has a lot to do with your attitude in the midst of it. So it's no different here.
You know that the opposing rushing yard numbers have been going up over the past 3 or 4 weeks. Do you think that those statistics will make the Giants or any opponent at this point feel like they got to make you stop that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Why wouldn't you? If you was opposing coach, why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you test that out? I mean, they're a running team anyway, so they're going to do it anyway. But why wouldn't you? And so we have to do a much better job, especially late, at holding up. And not just holding up, but not being dominant, getting back to doing what we need to do on a consistent basis. And that's winning first and second down, getting in third and long, and then getting off the field. And that's something that we haven't been consistent in doing these last couple of weeks.
The first half you did pretty well, I think 40 or 50 yards rushing, and then the second half it all came apart. Do you think there's a wear down factor?
I don't know about a wear down. I think in those, and I've said it before, I know I sound like a broken record, but, you know, when you get in those third or fourth quarters, the things you did in the first and second quarter, you have to continue to do that. The same technique. Sometimes we get in those situations and think, okay, we're still in a close game, I have to make a play. So then you go back door or you swim a guy instead of just taking him down the middle. And that just opens up that hole a lot bigger and gives that crease in the middle where it wasn't there in the beginning. Now it's there not because of a physical thing, because of a mental thing that I have to think I have to do something extra instead of doing what the defense calls. And so it's something that you just have to fight the urge to do, and do the right thing.
Is that a function of trying to force turnovers that seem commonplace early in the year, routine, that you force 2-3 a game, however many you need to force, you get them, And now the last few weeks they've been harder to come by, and maybe guys are trying to force it in a way that
you can't force things to happen. The thing that I've always known, grown to know as far as being in the NFL, is that if you're doing the right thing, doing it the right way, playing with the right energy, those balls that bounce the wrong way for you begins to bounce the right way at some point. You just have to continue to do the right things the right way. And when those time opportunities come, you just have to make the play. You see the ball out, you get it out, you fall on it, or you pick it. And so we just have to do the right things the right way.
Josh said earlier that the composure on Sunday wasn't exactly how probably anybody wanted it to be. How do you feel about kind of some of the things that you saw, and then what do you do going forward to fix that, making sure people kind of don't lose their cool?
Well, it's about doing what I do, and that's being consistent in what I do, preparation, practice habits, and my attitude has to be a consistent one. I can't fluctuate and be tossed and driven by any storm that comes about. I have to be consistent. Not saying that it's not going to be, heightened a sense of awareness to things that come about, but you can't be all over the place emotionally. That doesn't usually lead to a lot of success.
Have you had to do a little more leading this week, keeping guys' heads up, trying to talk to guys, tell them to keep their composure?
A little more now, like I said, I do what I do. In the midst of winning, I still do the same things. If I see something I think I need to talk about, I'll talk about it. So that doesn't change in this situation. If I feel like it's something I need to say, then I'll say it.
Hey, we've seen good Eli, and we've seen not so good Eli this year, probably because of the injury. What are you seeing on tape right now as far as how he's playing?
Well, Eli's just one of those guys that I've obviously played against that you know that at any given moment he can get into a rhythm and he can eat you up. And with the receivers that are growing up, they're still growing up obviously, he has the potential outside to get some big plays. And he's put up some big plays already. And so we have to look at the good Eli and make sure that we prepare for the good Eli, if you want to call him that. Because like I said, he at any given time, if you let him sit back there and pat that ball and look at your secondary, he can put the ball where it needs to be.
Ryan, can you talk about playing Thanksgiving Day? Is that a big deal for you, or is it just another game?
Situationally, it's not just another game, obviously, for where we are. Do I want to play on? Do I like playing on Thanksgiving? No. Would like love to be sitting and watching somebody else play if I had my choice. But that's what the job calls for, and that's what we're gonna do.